Somali security forces have successfully concluded a 12-hour siege at a hotel in the capital city of Mogadishu, eliminating all 5 gunmen involved. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. This operation resulted in the loss of 3 soldiers and injuries to 27 individuals, including 3 members of parliament and the government spokesperson. The targeted establishment, Seal Hotel, known for its patronage by government officials, came under attack on Thursday night by the jihadist group Al-Shabaab. Despite the severity of the incident, the Somali government has yet to issue an official statement regarding the ordeal. The state broadcaster, using X, formerly known as Twitter, announced that security forces had successfully neutralized all terrorists involved in the attack. Prior to the assault on the hotel, at least 2 separate explosions were reported in the vicinity. The manner in which the gunmen gained access to the hotel, located in close proximity to the heavily guarded presidential palace, remains unclear. Al-Shabaab had earlier declared control over the hotel, claiming to have targeted government workers and officials. Eyewitnesses recounted harrowing scenes of the attack, with one resident, Farah Ali, describing the initial blast followed by intense gunfire. Another security officer reported that several gunmen breached the hotel perimeter by detonating a heavy explosion. Amid the chaos, Hassan Nur managed to escape by scaling a wall, though the full extent of casualties remains unknown. Prompt response from law enforcement saw police engaging in a gun battle with militants soon after the attack commenced. This incident comes amidst a backdrop of heightened security measures following the government's intensified military offensive against Al-Shabaab. The group, affiliated with Al-Qaeda, has long waged a brutal insurgency against the UN-backed government in Somalia, controlling significant territories in the southern and central regions. President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud convened with defense officials to strategize the recovery of lost territory in light of the recent attack. Al-Shabaab's designation as a terrorist organization by several countries, including the UK and US, underscores the severity of its threat. The group has a history of targeting hotels, as evidenced by previous attacks on establishments such as the Seal Hotel in 2019 and the Villa Reis Hotel in 2022, resulting in numerous casualties. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.